If there is one lesson that this time is teaching all of us, it is that your choice of focus is your own. It should not belong to anyone else. It should not belong to your media. It should not belong to someone else's opinion of where you should be focused. It should very definitely belong to you. There is a challenge that we all run into. Because the mother's law is a law of process, everything that you do that is for the good, that is for positive, that is for claiming your own power, everything you do counts on the mother's side of the law. This is a mother who is happy with her daughters for speaking, for moving, for thinking in the way that is best for them. On the mother's side of the law, that is an excellent thing. You were raised, unfortunately, in a patriarchy. And the message of the patriarchy is that if what you are doing is not getting you something, or if it is not winning something, or, and this is the saddest part of all, if it is not making someone else smaller. What a horrible thing to be taught, and yet you all were. Then those are the things that count on the patriarchal side. And they are ultimately not only mean, but they are without value. Because you cannot be better than someone else. You may choose your values, you may honor them, but better than someone else. This is why comparisons are considered to be evil on the mother's side of the law. Each path is individually crafted. It has its own challenges. It has its own strengths and its own weaknesses. And the idea of comparing one path to another is totally out of balance with the universe, because no two of those paths were intended to be alike. And so that is why we say that comparisons are evil. The other thing too, on the patriarchal side, you are encouraged to compare. Many of you had parents who told you that they wished you could be like someone else. What an evil thing to tell a child, that your own path is not good enough. Your path should look more like someone else's path. What sort of damage is done to a child when that happens? And how much are you left to clean up then after that? The other place where we see this is that the mother's path, which honors every step, no matter what it is so different than the patriarchal path, which judges every step, no matter what it is. This is the place we want to completely move out of, because nothing then is going to be right, and you will not get credit for anything ever, no matter what you do. So over here, we have to begin to look at the implanted messages of the patriarchy. So this thing happens in your life, and you were cheated. Do you honestly believe that is about you? Here is the part where the mother's law is so powerful. It is not that there would not be empathy and support extended to you, but it is, do you know not to take what happened and turn that on you? Are you trying to evaluate something about yourself by what happened on someone else's path? Someone who did not know how to walk a good path. And so this part of the mother's teachings are very helpful, because they bring you to the truth of it. All experiences have a place, and when you focus where you want to focus, then you will find the right place for that thing on your path, whatever it is. But if you are over here saying, see, that's what I did it again. We hear this and it is such, it makes such sorrow for us because you are such beautiful beings. There is nothing but polluted patriarchy on that kind of focus. I made yet another mistake. On the mother's side of the law, there is rejoicing because a mistake brings you information and it brings you something you need to know sometimes for later on in your life, sometimes simply to reclaim your own power. And so what is celebrated here is denigrated here. And when you find yourself in a thought pattern that judges you for whatever reason, at least know that it is coming from, shall we say, the wrong side of the law. Because if you allow yourself to know that, then you can say, I get to focus on the belief that I want to carry forward with me. So this teaching, particularly in troubled times, when we all, in this time, you all experience helplessness about some things. But in truth, you get to focus on that as well. And that what you are dealing with now, it is when you do all that you know to do and you make that enough, then you are working with the mother. And there is a great deal of protection in knowing that what you do is enough and that you are enough as well. So we are going to take a little time and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling, and let the warm rain wash away the world and free your own energy and your own shape so that it restores itself. Let the rain wash away your burdens and wash away the hard thoughts. Leaving you feeling loved and free. And see a golden ball of light above your head, the light that is the universal support and love and caring. And open your crown as that golden light pours into your body. Feel it make you able to receive more than you have before. Let it flow into your third eye so that the third eye becomes strong and discerning and able to decide what you take in, what you leave out, and who is sending any message that comes to you in your life. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And feel the throat center warm. And feel that energy displacing the critical, judgmental, questioning things that you do not need. And make a space for the loving, supporting words that you give to yourself and to others in the world. Feel the flow of light into your heart. and let that liquid gold spread across the garden in your heart, making richness, illuminating the parts of yourself that you may not have yet seen and embraced, healing the parts of yourself that may have been hurt. Feel the golden light flowing down through your body and into your solar plexus. And let the golden light move away from the solar plexus. Any emotions that you might be holding that are not serving you, that do not serve you or anyone else, let them move out of your body so that there is room for peace and joy. And let the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace judgment and shame and old beliefs that no longer serve you, old beliefs that have never been true. Feel them move out. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the root welcome the golden light, knowing that that is the energy you need to form your life, to know the right path for yourself, and to choose the things that support that right path, knowing that the universe will support your whole life when you have made that commitment in love to your own life. Now move your attention into your heart center to see that there is a banquet table, and it is full of all of the riches, all of the beauty, all of the things that you want to hold inside of you and create outside of you. Now, resting the mind, choose from that banquet table anything that you are drawn to. Now choose another thing. And choose a third thing. And know that all of these are gifts. Bring them into your heart and hold them. Now begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,